We are learning Mesechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting on the top line of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, continuing the sugya of Bametzra. The Gemara says like this: Matana less be mishum dina de Bametzra. If the owner of the property gave a present to Yisachar, the neighbors can't say, "I wanted to buy it. I gave it to Matana," and it's not pshat that this guy who bought it, the whole vart why Yisachar is not supposed to buy his property is go buy somewhere else. But you can't tell him to get a matana somewhere else, because who's getting matana anywhere else? You got this matana, therefore there's no din of Ametra. Oma meimar, it costs of lay achrayis, but if you write on this matana a achrayis, that if Bachoyv takes away from you, I'll pay you back, obviously it's not a matana. It's b'mashum din of Ametra. There's a din of Ametra. Why? Because since there's a achrayis in it, it must, you don't write a achrayis on a matana, only on a mecher, and therefore we assume that this is really a sale, and the only reason why you wrote matana is because you wanted to be mafkia this din of bar metzra, and you made a shtick and you wrote it as matana, but really it's not a present, it's not a gift, because if it would be a gift, it wouldn't be a chrayas on it. Zog to maravaita, mochar kol nechosov lecha. Let's say he has a whole portfolio of properties all over the place, he sold to one person. Less was from din of bar metzra, no din of bar metzra. And what's the reason? Because, like Rashi explains, that you only say bar metzra when the meicher is not losing out. For example, one example to be is, if this guy who's buying it wants to pay more than any neighbors, then of course you give it to the guy who's buying it, because he's paying more money, so there's not no din bar metzra, because the meicher is getting more money. And same thing here, the meicher is selling a whole portfolio. If this property doesn't go to that buyer, he's not going to buy the rest of the properties. He only wants to buy the rest of the properties because he's selling this property. So he's a loss involved. Then, avad, there's no din of bar metzra. Another halacha, the bialim rishonim. If you're selling it back to the original owner, also less than the bar metzra, because he's considered that it's like a meishav aveda. He's considered he gets first right even before a neighbor, because here you're giving back his property that he originally owned. There's no din of bar metzra. Another halacha, which the Gemara will have to explain, zava ma'ivichavim. If the seller is a goy, then the guy buying it does not have to worry about din bar metzra. And also, v'zabin la'vechavim, he's selling to a guy, also less bar mishum din of bametra. There's no din of bametra. And we'll see why in a second. The more explains. Zavam la'vechavim, if you bought it from a guy, if the seller is a guy, so then there's no din bametra. Why? The amalei, you tell a neighbor, look, you know, you want me to do you a favor and sell it to you? I'm doing you a favor already. I'm getting rid of the guy. Ari avrichi lachum mitzra. I'm taking away a lion from your property. I'm taking away the guy. And therefore, I'm not mechuyev to do the yosher v'toiv of letting you buy the property. I'm doing you a yosher v'toiv already. Break the tois sarash. Okay, so what? So now I can't do another thing good for you? Like, he's tiny, is like, you know, it could have been a guy buying it, and I said, I'm buying it, I'm a yid, I'm saving you from a guy next door. But zok tois sarash, okay, you're right, you're doing something very nice, but you could have done a second thing nice by selling it to the neighbor. Why is that a steer, one to another? And tois sarash really doesn't answer, have a kasha to this. He doesn't really have a kasha to this. So some answer that the lomdus is that the shas I'm buying it, if I'm doing a chesed at that time, so then there's no din bar metzra. It has to be chal at that time. At that time I'm doing a different mitzvah, so therefore there's no chiv to give it to the shachin, but it's still a tzarachin. Now what about selling to a guy who says there's no din bar metzra? You know why? Because zavim l'chavim is not a din bar metzra, because like we spoke out, that din bar metzra is a din on the buyer, not on the seller. So the buyer over here is a guy. He has no din bar metzra. He doesn't have the din of. He doesn't have the din of bar metzra. He doesn't have a din of a mitzvah. And therefore, obviously, there's no din bar metzra when a guy is buying it. But the halach is shemuti v'adav shantin. We're very angry at the seller that we give him. We put him into chayrim. Why? Only if he was makabel any things, that if this guy makes any problems, he's in makabel those oinsim, then you allow him to sell to a guy. If not, you should not sell to a guy because he's making it bad for the neighborhood. Now, the Tosfos speaks out, and the Tosfos Rosh also, with more bariches, that it says, dafka if the Yisrael wants to pay for the same price as the guy. But if the guy is paying more, then you have a right to sell to the guy, and there won't be a din that... There won't be a din over there that you put him into chayim. If you look at Taisus, Shamtin le ad bekabel, it's like Taisus dafka sheyisrael roitz liga b'domim shalzon akim. Only willing to pay the same price. Then the halach is that you want to pay the same price, then you put him into chayim if he doesn't sell it to Ayid. And they speak out, the Rosh speaks out that b'lemaisa, if this guy is, you know, is to make problems, that even if he's paying more, you're not allowed to sell it to him. So tomorrow night, the mashkanta. if there's a malva who's sitting on this property, Medin Mashkin, and now the loiva is selling it, he goes before a neighbor. Because Mashkanta is like a shachin, has a din of bar mitzvah. Mashkanta, less bar mitzvah, he doesn't have to give it to the neighbor. Why? The elders of Masa Mechasiya said, my Mashkanta, what's the Mashkanta? Where's the word come from? The Shchuni Gabe. He lives here. He's a shachin. Shachin Gabe. L'mayin afkemino. What's afkemino? Din of bar mitzvah. That he has a din of bar mitzvah. He has a din of bar mitzvah more than the neighbors if he's a mashkin, if this property is a mashkin for him. Zok to Maravaiter. If the guy is selling, like we spoke about before, anytime the seller has a gain from you buying it, so then you have no right to buy matcha. So limka barachoik the ligal bekarav. If it's if this seller, he's trying to buy a property somewhere else and he needs money, he needs a cash buyer right now. If he waits any longer, he might lose his property. Or barav ligal yafa, or he's selling a bad property, he's buying a good property. Or the first case is something's closer to his work. So less b'mashim dina b'metzra. There's no dina b'metzra because since if he waits for the b'metzra to get his money, he's going to lose out his other purchase. So therefore, you know, he's waiting for a mortgage contingency, and you know, by that time he won't be able to buy his other property. So then he's not mechuyev to wait for the b'metzra. The lekeach could buy it. The yisachar could buy it now, no problem. The same thing when it comes to a sale for lekarga. The guy owes taxes, and the king's after him. But lemazoyni, he doesn't have any food. The kfuru, he has to bury someone. The halacha is less spam from dina by mitzvah because he needs cash right now. I don't have to wait for a neighbor to come up with cash. And we find this halacha by Yisayim, Dami Naradoi, lekarga for taxes, lemazoyni for mazoyas, lekura, and to bury the mace, mizvabini lov lachazata. You could sell your nichse Yisayim without achrazah. Usually, when you sell Yisayim's property, you want to try to get the most money you can for that property, and therefore you make achrazah. You make achrazah for a certain amount of days, 30 days, 60 days, to make sure you get enough money. But these things, you don't make an achrazah. You sell it, make a fire sale right away, because you need the money right away. Isha, you're saying like this. If an Isha is purchasing this property, or Yasim, you don't tell him, you don't tell her or the Yasim, go buy somewhere else. Because they're not derech to go shop around. If they're ready to buy his property, you sell it to them, they're not mechuyev to give it to the neighbor, because usually the vart is, go buy somewhere else, don't buy here. But if an Isha, it's not the derech for her to do that, and therefore she could buy here. And a shutvi, which means that if there's two shutvim own this property, and one shutv selling his half, the shutv goes first, even before a neighbor. Now, the luck is you have two neighbors of the same property, they both split it. Like we'll see at the end of the Amud. They both split it. In this case, you look at the shutv, maybe he's one side, and the other side is the neighbors. Maybe they split it. No, a shutv goes first, he gets the whole thing. What's the reason? Rashi says the reason is because it's not really mesuyim which part of the property the shutv owns. Like, he already owns the whole thing already, and therefore, because they're not sure which had to make a chalukah on a property, therefore he gets the whole thing before the neighbor. Zog to Gemara Vayit. According to Rashi, this next Gemara is not about bar mitzvah. Tosfos argues, but Rashi learns that this is not the sugya of bar mitzvah, next few lines. And he has rayos to it. Basically, maybe we'll speak out some of the rayos while we say it. The Gemara here is talking about stamazah. When I'm selling a property and I have two buyers, which one gets kedima? So shcheine ir, shcheine sada. Neighbors of yours in the city, or neighbors of you at work in the fields, who goes first? Shcheine ir kaidvin. Shcheine ir have the first schus to buy this property, because I guess they're closer neighbors. They're closer, like relatives. They're closer neighbors. What about Shachin Tamid Chacham? He sells Tamid Chacham, who goes first? Also covered. And this is one of the rights, not talking about Dina Bar Metzra, because about Bar Metzra, why should Tamid Chacham have a Dina more? There's Dina Bar Metzra. Here's the Nesizah Shalom Taiv also. Why should the Shachin not get it over Tamid Chacham? That's why Rash learns. Stam here is two people buying it. They're not talking about Bar Metzra. Who has Kedima? Karev Tamid Chacham. Tamid Chacham Kedim. If it's a karev and a Tamid Chacham, the law is Tamid Chacham goes before a relative. He gets kedima to sit when you sell a property. And by Elohu, shachin v'karev mai. If you have a neighbor or a karev, which one's first? Tashema toiv shachin karev ma'ach rochay. It's a neighbor, a good neighbor, a close neighbor is even more chashiv than a brother who you're not so close to. So it comes out all these halachas are halachas of kedima, and halachas Tamid Chacham goes first. And before a shachin, before a karev, also Talmud was first. But a shachin and a karev, the shachin toiv is better than the ach rochek. Back to the halacha of bar mitzvah. Talk to Gemara. Again, we said, we're going to say again this halacha that if for the moicher it's better, there's no din bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is din on the lekech, on the buyer. He should go buy somewhere else. But if for the seller it's better to sell it to him, then there's no din bar mitzvah. So Gemara gives examples. Hani zuzi tavi. If the zuzim that the lekech is giving is better, it's better currency, it's accepted in more places, better than the neighbor, then he could say, I want your money. Or Hani Zuzi Tekuli, or he has money that's heavier, it's better money, less when it's needed by Metzra. Because anytime there's a gain to the Meicher, there's no din of by Metzra. So I think about another example of where if it's better for the Meicher, there's no din by Metzra. Hani Tsairi, Hani Shari. The neighbor is coming with the money in a bundle, and Lekeah is coming with loose money. So there, the bundled money is not good because he never knows how much is in there. And if he opens it, the guy might claim that you took some of it. So he says, I don't want to start with you. I'm going with the money that's cash on hand. Less than the Meicher, the Meicher can say, I'm not selling it to you, I'm only selling it to money, mezuman, money that's ready and clear in front of me, how much money it is, I'll sell it to that person. So I think Mar Vaita. Omar Ezel Va'atach Va'aitzi Zuzi. If the neighbor says, I'm going to go work hard, I'm going to bring money. I'm ready to buy it, I'm bringing money. Learn it to you later, I don't have to wait for you. Even if you're not, before we said in a rush to buy something, that's partially you don't have to wait. But even in case you're not in a rush to buy something. Stam, the guy says, he's schlepping around, saying, you know what, I want to buy it, I have to go get money. So Lokha says, I don't have to wait for you. But if he says, I have the money, I just got to bring it. Oh my eyes light the Zuzi, I'm going to go bring the money. Chazino, we see, Igar the Amadu, if he's a rich person, the Ozol my Zuzi, it's possible to go get money. Now, Trinle, wait for him. Be law, but if not, learn Trinle, we don't wait for him. We don't trust that he really has the money. So the Maravite, Ara Dechad, if we have here a person that owned a property and someone leased space and built a house in his property, and now before the lease is up, he wants to sell the house. So Ara Dechad, the Bati Dechad. The law is Mari Ara Ma'akva Mari Bati. If the guy wants to sell the house, the owner of the property gets the first right on that house. But if the guy selling the property, Mari Bati Ma'akva Mari Ara, he's not considered enough of a neighbor that he could stop him from selling to someone else. And because Lemaisa, since his house is not here forever, he doesn't have a kinyan in the guf of the karka, and he's not considered like a bar mitzvah. A similar halacha. Ara dechav dik lecha, someone owns a property and inside someone has a right to put a dekel. When that thing dies, that palm tree dies, he doesn't have any ownership in the property. Same thing, mari ara motz makava mari dikla. If the guy wants to sell a dekel, the ara gets first dibs on that. But if the guy selling the property, the guy who owns the deck does not get the first rights because he does not own anything in the Gufa Karka. So I'll take more of it. Ara Labati Va'ara Lazara. If someone wants to buy the Karka in order to build houses, and the neighbor wants to use it for Zuria, for planting, the halacha is Yishuv Odif V'les Boim Zudin Ha'etzra. It's better for a city to build it up with houses than with grain, and therefore, it's since Yeshiva Aris is better, we give the right first to the person buying it for housing, even though he's not the neighbor. Another halacha regarding Dina Ametra, what's called the neighbor? It says, Afsik Mishanisa, if between me and the neighbor there's rocky land and there's no way to pull a plow of it, Oi Richva Dikla, or is a strong fence of made out of planted palm trees, chazina. We see if you get through the trees or through these rocks with a plow, so it's much more because the guy can tie it. Much easier for me. But viloi, he has to go back onto the street and get back into here. Less was near my master. Don't do my master because you're not called a real neighbor. And finally, the last shiloh which we spoke a little before. Hani arba, we have a field and four sides, four different neighbors. Which guy is called the barmetra? So like this, the Kodm Chavon I was of, if one guy went first and bought it, Zvina, it's a good Zvina, because he's a neighbor, and he's just as good as any other neighbor, and he bought it first. It's not a Shaila. But the Kulas Vadad, they all come the same exact time to buy it. So then, Palgula Bekranzel, they split it into four parts. How do they split it? So if you have a Gemara, the Gemara has a little picture here. Most Gemaras have a picture on the bottom, and the Oizvahad Gemara at least has this picture on the bottom, that you get it bekranzel, which means you look at each field has like a crown of a triangle on it, and that's how much you get in the property in between them. We have a property and it's surrounded by four sides of properties. Each side gets like a triangle of a property, which means the whole side's next to them, and then it gets narrower towards the middle. And that's it, four sides all split up this property. They all split up the property in that way. So when you have two bar mitzvahs or fighting over one property, halacha is, yachleiku, they split the property.